To be successful, you have to kill the noise. People don't mean any harm. It's just for them, they can't do it. So because they can't do it, they don't think you can do it. And so you just got to silence all the noise. To be successful, you only need one person to believe. If you believe in you, one day somebody else is going to believe in you. Guys, man, I'm excited that he's right. I'm in the back like, why are they talking so much? Let's get it. Whose idea was to do this video? Like, let's get straight to it. Look, man, I'm excited. I'm pumped up. Let me just say this to you guys before we get started. This is not about ET. Today, it's about you, right? And I want you to know, for those of you who, you know, you made a sacrifice to be here. You made an investment. I heard somebody came all the way from Australia. I was nervous. Like, that was too much. Like, I was okay. They was like, E, how you feel? I'm good. You know, somebody flew in from Australia. That's a 24-hour flight. I'm like, oh, no. Like, I got to be good, man. I got to be good. So I'm excited, guys. Listen to me. Listen to me. And I know you hear me say this on the video, but I have to say it personally because I'm here. I'm in your presence. Listen to me. You got to know I'm not a motivational speaker. That's just some term they give me. But I love you and I believe in you. Listen to me. I love you and I believe in you. That's why we do what we do. And I never forget, you know, I went to, because you guys got to remember, I'm married, right? So I'm married with a family. And so I never forget when I came to my wife, right? And my wife's very stable. She's a stable person, right? And I came to my wife with this great idea. I was like, look, I'm quitting my job. She's like, all right, quitting your job. All right, we've been here before. I can handle it, right? So I'm like, I'm quitting my job. So that means six-figure income. That means the 401k, and unfortunately in the States, we have to pay for health insurance, right? So I got my health insurance package, and she's like, all right, good. All right, so you're quitting your job. I'm like, all right, we're having this conversation. I can already see, like, her disposition changing a little bit, right? And so then I say, well, and what I'm going to do with my proposition in place of my job, I'm going to look at a camera. And I'm going to just say, thank God it's Monday, and I'm going to inspire the world. She's like, all right. Now, what are you really going to do? I'm like, for real. I'm just going to look in the camera, right? And I'm going to inspire people, encourage people, and tell people they can do it and give them a whole bunch of principles for free. But it's going to work out. So listen to me very closely. I didn't do that for fun. I have a family. But I did it because even though I'm standing at camera and I can't see one person I'm talking to, I'm believing. I'm believing that what I'm saying is making a difference in somebody's life. And I don't know who that somebody is, but almost 3 years to the day, I'm in London. And not only myself, but my wife and my family gets the opportunity to see who I was talking to and who I inspired. So thank you for coming into this place today. But you got to do me a huge favor. You cannot leave the same. So this is not about motivation. This isn't about inspiration. This is about empowerment. And when you leave this place today, I need you to think in a way you've never thought before. And I need you to behave in a way that you've never behaved, because you can't waste my time. So it's not about, whoa, that was the best thing I've ever heard. Man, ET is as advertised. Man, he's got as much passion as he does in the video. No. I didn't come thousands and thousands of miles for you to be inspired. But when you leave, I want your wife to say, ah, can you go back next weekend? Can you get ET number? Right? Because I got to upgrade. I don't know what happened. I want some husband who missed it and the wife came. I want to say, wow. I want some child to say, mom, what did they? You should have took me with you. I want your coach. I want your coach to say, you are intent. You practice like you've never practiced before. You listen like you've never listened before. I want you to be on an entirely different. I want you to change. I want people not to recognize who you are. When my mother and I came, somebody asked my mother the question, are you proud? My mom said, that words can't explain. I'm not dealing with hearing my mom say, I'm proud of you. But if you could talk to my mother and find out who I was at 16 and 17 and who I am now, what she would say is he's a different person. I need you to be a different person. Because what I want you to know is that you are where you are. If you're not where you want to be, okay, let me stop because I'm getting ahead of myself. You will raise your hand and respond to me. If you're not 120% where you want to be right now in life and there's still room for you to improve, can you please just entertain me and just, good, hands down, good. So watch this. If you're not where you want to be, it's because you're not who you need to be right now. And dreaming and hoping is not going to change your situation. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with dreaming. We'll talk about that. I'm not talking about, you know, not having a vision. You need to have a vision. But listen to me. You are where you are because of who you are. And if you're going to get somewhere else, you're going to have to change something. I'll never forget. I'll never forget the day I was like, yo, I'm ready. Like, for real, I'm ready to go global. I'm ready to change people's lives. I will never forget the day I was like, woo, I'm ready to take my game to a whole other level. I remember. Now, you got to remember, I'm a man of faith. And so I was praying, and I heard it. It was crazy. I heard it. I was like, all right, what books do I need to read? I'm ready. What conference do I need to go to? I'm ready. Just show me the book. I'm ready. Show me the conference. Take me to the guru. I'm ready. Just show me what I need to say. And it was crazy. I heard as I was praying, I heard you need to forgive your biological father for not being in your life. This may sound crazy, but asking my biological father to forgive my biological father for not being in my life is the craziest thing, guys. As I started going through the process, I realized it had absolutely nothing to do with him. It's weird, all right? Me and my man, we standing next to each other. It was the craziest thing, right? And so, you know, be careful what you ask for because it might happen. And I just said in my little space that, you know what, I need to forget this guy. Next thing you know, I had an engagement in Chicago, Illinois. Got to the engagement about an hour early, was doing my prep, and I'm telling you guys, I got on the phone. This is, forget my age, but I was on the pay phone. This is back in the day, and this was before cell phones came, all right? I was talking to my grandmother on the pay phone. And out of the corner of my eye, I promise you, I thought I saw my father. I said, that can't be. I didn't call him. He doesn't know I'm here. I forgot I got a grandmother. So my grandma working it out, like, your son's in town. He's on 71st in Michigan. He'll be there at 7 p.m. So my man walks in. I look at my man. I'm like, nah, I can't even do it. Be careful what you ask for. I'm like, I can't do it. I'm like, come on, why are you going to pick this time? Can I say something to you guys? To be successful is never convenient.